Welcome back to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. In this episode, I'm talking with Jillian Jacobs. She stars as Britta in NBC's hit, yes, hit, comedy Community. Jillian graduated from Juilliard, and she immediately started working off-Broadway. She appeared at the Public Theater in Philip Seymour Hoffman's The Little Flower of East Orange, opposite Ellen Burstyn and Michael Shannon. She was in the Playwrights Theater's A Feminine Ending and in Adam Rapp's Cage Love at the Rattlestick Theater. She was also in the great indie Helena from the Wedding, opposite Melanie Lynskey, where she sports a dead-on British accent. I swear, I thought she was English for months. She also appeared in The Box and Choke, opposite Sam Rockwell. I talked to Jillian at WonderCon about the intricacies of filming the show, how parts of Britta are still a mystery to her, and if she thinks there's going to be a fourth season. Thanks for supporting the advertisers, because every tiny little click does help. And we also sell casting director and agent mailing labels and have a bunch of other cool stuff available. You can check all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Jillian.
So we got to see a really cool side of Britta at the during the re-premiere of the show.
Oh yeah,
the raised in a stable family household with a homemaker part.
I know,
really unexpected.
I know, she's very ashamed of that history. She, you know, took some alcohol before she confessed it to Annie that she comes from a long line of wives and mothers. I know, her dark secret.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, it's so great, right? Because you just see a woman in conflict with herself, and you know, obviously she can put together a floral arrangement. Nobody's business, and she wants none of it. So I love that about her.
How did you react to getting to see this new development in your character's story?
It makes total sense, because you always wonder, how did Britta end up the way she is? It's like people are always like, I feel like some character at some point was like, who hurt you? You know, and it's like maybe no one hurt her, and she just doesn't like the fact that she came from like a normal household. So she, you know, there's still parts of her that are a mystery to me, and I always like when we get to peel back the onion a little bit more on the show and learn another little piece of the character's history.
Do you like doing episodes like that better, or do you like the episodes that are kind of not even part of the story, just like doing something weird?
Well, our show, it feels like you can't have one without the other. Like, Community is where high concept and character meet, I feel like, you know, because I feel like if you didn't like the characters or care about them, you wouldn't get as excited for the high concept ones, and if you wouldn't have that, then I wouldn't feel like our show is as unique as it is on the landscape of TV. So it's certainly, well, I was going to say easier hours, but you know what? By the end of that week, when we were doing that wedding episode, when we were doing like our version of the electric slide, it was like 3 a.m. So it wasn't really any easier hours. And that's why I think my dancing was so particularly horrible at the end of the episode. Because it was like, we were like, they're like, wake up and dance. And they're like, you know, prod us, and we'd get out there and do the electric slide.
Uh-huh. Dan has said that the scripts kind of got darker with the hiatus.
Uh-huh.
Was that something you guys like would notice in the scripts, like gradually, or was it like you got a script on day and like from page one you're like, oh God, this was...
Well, I feel like the first half of the season was kind of dark too, like the Jeff killing Pierce's father. It's a little dark. It felt like, you know, the sort of Heart of Darkness episode with the Dean trying to make the commercial where he's at the end of it naked, running through the hall smearing soot on himself. I mean, I feel like those were already there. I feel like, you know, Dan has always said that this is going to be the dark season, and so then maybe the fact that we got pulled from it. We're a very meta show, you know, so the meta gods decreed that we had to then get pulled off the air on our darkest season. But, you know, I still do feel like it's a funny show, even when we have really horrible things happening.
How many times do you think Jeff and Britta are going to end up in front of an altar together? Because this is the second time it's happened.
I know, the first time it was Abed's fault, the second time it was our fault. So I said earlier, as long as there is alcohol in the world, there is still a possibility that Jeff and Britta will try to get married to each other.
What's
and a grudge to prove.
As hardcore as the fans were that really supported you guys, what's the weirdest thing that happened involving them?
The weirdest thing that happened involving them. I'm trying to think of the weirdest thing. I mean,
there were
no one's jumped out behind. Ooh, flash mobs, that all is so positive to us. I mean, like, no one's, like, held a knife up to me and been like, I love Community. So I feel like it's all been, I don't know, weird, surreal. I mean, the flash mob, certainly seeing people with black felt goatees outside of Rockefeller Center singing songs from our show, that was pretty amazing. And we really wished we could have gone when they were in L.A., but we were shooting, unfortunately. But, yeah, like, the fact that they organized themselves and were tweeting advertisers that were airing during our final episodes before we got pulled, like, the level of thought and organization, I sort of feel like it's like TV fans are like, okay, we saw what happened to Arrested Development. We saw what happened to Firefly. We will not let it happen to Community. They're like, they had a conference and they realized, like, we have to be organized. We have to be proactive. And I really feel like it, you know, they made themselves be heard and we're really appreciative.
Yeah. How does shooting like an episode like Chaos Theory for the actors? Like,
yeah.
How do you keep like, the time of that?
Oh, no.
Like,
I mean,
in the bathroom doing
yeah,
all this.
Yeah. We felt like we were losing our minds because it's like you had to do the same four lines, seven times, you know, for each different scene, and like they would, you know, for example, like Jeff hits his head on the ceiling fan, so it would be like, okay, the real ceiling fan, pause, replace it with the foam one, okay, Joel, stand up, hit the head, okay, start back over again, replace it with the, like, I mean, just like the amount of times that you had to do everything over and over again, we completely lost track. It took us so long to finish it. I think like maybe up until the week it aired, we were still shooting bits and pieces, insert shots, fire, troll, pies. I mean, it was so complex that even though it only took place in Troy and Abed's apartment, I felt like that one nearly broke us. Like, we were losing our minds.
Is that more than the clip show?
Yes. Wow. I would say so. I mean, the clip show was like a sprint, you know, because we had like one day on the Universal backlot to shoot a lot of that show. But it was like from 4 in the morning till 6 p.m. go. With the clip show, it was just, I mean, with the timelines, it was like, it's 3 in the morning, you're working on this other episode, but go change into those other clothes and go back there and do a scene with Yvette. I mean, like, there was one night, you know, it was like 2 in the morning, Yvette and I are by ourselves basically in the apartment doing a scene, and it was like, wait, what? You're high. Oh, okay, great, let's go.
Are you sick of singing the first line to Roxanne by this point?
You know, Joel got so insistent that I say all the words correctly. He's like, people are going to get so mad if we don't sing all these lyrics correctly, because I don't know the lyrics to Roxanne. But I also thought that would be good for Britta if she messed it up. But like, so there are a lot of takes where I'm just kind of like mouthing it because I know that I'm about to say it wrong. You don't have to sing, I don't remember them. So yeah, I can sing Roxanne though. All right, last question.
Can you say some other stuff coming up in the next lot of episodes for your characters?
Let's see. Well, the episode that we're going to show today, there's some smooching. There's some therapy. Let's see. There's some. I take some photos, and I somehow get my hands on a camera in one episode. Let's see. What else is happening? Oh, I mean, we have a very epic season finale. Oh yeah, we're done. We're done. I went back to do ADR the other day to, you know, re-record some dialogue and walk through the stage, and it was completely pitch black and silent. And it was so strange to walk through a the completely dark library. But yeah, we wrapped about a month ago.
Are you confident there's going to be a season?
Yes. The fans demand it. WonderCon demands it. The fourth season will happen. I hope so. I really do.
Thank you, Jillian. And thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.